Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. The incursion of the occupying Jewish entity into the land of Asham, a Sharia perspective. By Ustadh Abu al-Mu'tazz Billah al-Ashqar. Muslims lived for 13 centuries under one raya, banner, in one state, despite periods of decline and deterioration. Sharia law remained permanently linked to it. Foremost among these laws was the Sharia ruling of jihad, which represents the initiation of fighting against the kuffar to raise the kalima, word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the highest and spread the da'wah, call to Islam. However, Muslims also experienced periods of weakness during which the kuffar invaded their lands, as happened with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum in the battle of Uhud and Al-Khandaq. Therefore, this induction, division of jihad into two types, naturally arose. Jihad al-Talab, offensive jihad. This requires the permission of the Imam and has its own conditions and rulings, most notably ability and capacity. Jihad al-Dafa, defensive jihad. This requires no special condition or permission from the Imam. Men, women, and even boys go out to fight, each according to their ability. This matter was applied practically when the Mongols invaded Baghdad and when the Christian crusaders invaded the reigns of Andalusia after the dispersal of the Taifa rulers. Everyone fought, each according to his energy and ability. This is because defensive jihad mandates repelling the harm of the kafir from the land of Islam and repelling his plots from the lands of Muslims. It is not conceivable that it would require the permission of the Imam, because its interest would be lost by delay, organization, and the permission of the Imam, especially when the kuffar are violating the land of Islam. The main evidence for this is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So fear Allah as much as you are able. Taghabun 16. And also the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And when I command you to do a matter, do of it as much as you are able. Agreed upon. Jihad in this case, that is, when a disbeliever attacks Muslim land, is a decisive Sharia obligation, and the conditions observed in the offensive jihad are not taken into account. Jihad is obligatory and required even if an inch of Muslim land is occupied, or if a disbeliever invades a Muslim country. What compels us to say this is the ongoing incursion of the Jewish entity into Asham, and the rising voices of cowardice who claim they do not want to be dragged into wars imposed by the Jewish entity in the region. This cowardice is what is causing them to receive slaps and blows. Sharia law, and even the Sykes-Picot nationalistic divisions, mandates them to defend their country and the land to the best of their ability, as the incursion of the Jewish entity can only be stopped by a military response according to their ability. It is unacceptable to say that Syria is a weak country or that it cannot stand up to the Jewish entity. This is not true, because the Sharia evidence obligates them to defend their country and their land, not to sit and watch. Their leader only declares that the blatant aggression on the lands of Asham represents a violation of all international conventions and diplomatic norms, and delays peace in the region, as if we expect him to describe the situation alone, not treat it. Everyone is good at describing it, from women to the elderly. Is this what was expected from the ruler, who is in origin a shield to be protected by and behind whom one fights? The humiliation that the current rulers of Syria have brought upon the people of Asham has led to the Jews' attacks, interventions in Ceuta and its people, and their rampage in attacks on the Ministry of Defense and the Presidential Palace, which are actions that the Jews would not have dared to do had they found men among the crowds. Here are the people of Gaza, who have written history and recorded their names in the register of the greats, and they do not possess one-tenth of what their enemy possesses, nor do they possess one-tenth of what the rulers of Asham possessed. When the Ottoman state weakened in the 18th and 19th century CE, interference in its domestic affairs became one of the many factors of weakness that overwhelmed it. It was perhaps no less dangerous then the attrition of its peripheries, or even its core. Through colonialism, Russia intervened under the so-called protection of minorities to support the Orthodox Christians, and France supported the Maronites, just as the Jews do today in Ceuta, under the pretext of their standing with the Druze. This type of interference caused the state to lose its prestige and status, which subsequently made it a pretext for direct military intervention in Muslim countries. The rulers of Hashem must not think that the world will leave Hashem alone. Hashem is a land that has been destined to be a place of conflict for thousands of years. It will either be honored or humiliated, and there is no middle ground. If the honorable people of Hashem do not rush to stop the foolish among them, the Hashem will be like the West Bank to the Jewish entity, where they run riot, kill, and assassinate. Their authority will be limited to counting the dead and guarding the ruler, like Abbas's Palestinian Authority and its security apparatus. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth when he said, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرْ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمْ الْجِهَادِ صَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا لَا يَنْزَعُهُ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. If you sell anything on credit to anyone on the condition that you will buy it back for a lower price, al-ina, take hold of the tails of cattle, become pleased with agriculture, and give up jihad, Allah will make disgrace prevail over you and will not remove it from you till you return to your deen. Abu Dawood. In the history of the Islamic State, there was no problem called the problem of religious, ethnic, or sectarian minorities. Everyone who holds the citizenship of the state is part of it, and Muslims have managed this matter with competence and strength. We have seen that those whom the world calls today minorities have lived in Muslim countries and under Muslim rule for many centuries, and it was never noticed that they migrated in groups because of Muslim rule or because of any injustice that befell them. Instead, they were calling the followers of their faith outside the borders of the Islamic State to join them because of what they saw of justice and fairness. However, now in the time of pseudo-rulers, Muslim countries have become fertile ground for all the beasts of the earth, diminishing its borders. The kuffar interfere in the lands of Muslims with various pretexts and run riot under many banners. They are deceived by the fact that the agent rulers work for them and are indebted to them for the seat they have reached. Hashem is no better than its sister countries of the Muslims. Its ruler watches the Jewish entity rampaging, killing, and bombing, and does nothing more than describe and condemn, as if the country is not his country and the dead are not his subjects. Not long ago, before he assumed power, he was threatening the kuffar with jihad and fighting. Now, he and the kuffar are fighting the people of Syria. What he did in Ceuta, withdrawing the security forces and leaving people to be killed by armed gangs that outnumbered them and out-equipped them, is the best evidence of this. He will be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment, so let him prepare an answer for the questioning.